Hi, this is a dictation for Alyssa T. Alyssa Cook, Alyssa Cook. Date of birth 5/16/2004. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. Date of service is 8/14/2025. The patient is here for follow-up visit, secondary to an automobile accident that happened on 5/25/2024. He or she was sitting as a passenger on the left side behind the driver and was rear. The car was rear-ended, leading to various symptoms, beginning with the mild headaches, mild dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, nausea. The patient do have a pre-existing migraine headaches history, for which she is seeing a neurologist and being treated for those. She did go to Providence Hospital emergency room. Pain started in the neck area and the lower back area, both knees, right ribs, left ribs, and the left shoulder initially. Currently, the patient has reported that she is almost 50% better. And he has pain which is varying from 3 to 7. In the lower back, pain is around 5, while neck is stiff and it is around 3. The knee pain on the left side is 7. She has a radiation of pain, numbness and tingling on the right arm involving first and fifth finger. Terrible anxiety, panic, is tired, depressed. She reported that the headaches have improved. Please review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues, substantial use, the compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 112 over 83, pulse is 72, pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, take it. 8/4/2025, dictation number is 0805-008. Plan will remain the same, which is provide the medications. Number one, Mobic, 7.5 milligram a day, once a day, for anti-inflammatory effect, followed by Protonix, 20 milligram a day for stomach protection, Ortram, 50 milligram PRN for pain, headaches. Zoloft, 50 milligram is provided for anxiety and OCD and depression. Lunesta is provided 1 milligram for sleep at night. Lidoprim ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues 2 times a week. Patient is trying laser treatment to the lower back, to the neck, and the left knee. Patient is still continued disabled and hospital replacement and transportation. Maps were reviewed, previous labs have been reviewed, and patients found to be in compliance. Thank you.